Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's Vicky Velagas in the background there with Kehabile Lehodimong on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. That's Matla.
Yes, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Dr. Mwabi, and good evening to your listeners.
Nora Lebohanda, thank you very much for your time. Tonight, we're looking at the couples, looking at the way they do their budget, the way they handle their finances at home and stuff like that. But before we continue with that, what's the reason behind that? I know that you are the one that raised that issue that we need to really talk about the couples and finances and that, etc. What has been your experience so far as their relationship with money is concerned?
Well, hopefully we're going to continue with this topic even on the next program, because we will have a guest.
Hello. Right? Oh, okay.
I'm saying hopefully we'll continue this topic even on the next program, because we will have a guest.
Oh, okay. That can be fantastic.
We have got a lady who volunteered to come here to come and share her experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what prompted this topic actually, that might be, this is what we see on daily basis. Sometimes it comes very, very messy and nasty between the couples who are supposed to love each other, and the money becomes the big problem.
Mm.
It becomes the root of all evil. It causes fights. It causes disharmony, you know.
Yeah.
The families fight because there will be this, you know, horrible things do happen.
Mm.
And some of the things tend to be shoved under the carpet. And we, as Christians, are very good at shoving things under the carpet.
Mm. I want us to take us through, you know, step by step, you know, with regards to the events, with regards to what actually led to where they are today. Was it because they didn't talk about money in the first place, or they just decided to not adhere to their agreements? Somebody gets employed, and the next thing they don't want to discuss their money, because it's their money after all, so they don't have to disclose what is it that they're doing with their hard-earned money. Can you take us maybe through that, those stages that they've gone through to be where they are today? Was it because initially it was not something that they discussed together, or something that maybe as Omahola Moman said that, no, I'm not going to involve my husband, I'm not going to involve my wife, I'm just going to buy it, my money must do it in general.
Yes, what happens is that there are lots of variables. However, because we did it many times, there are lots of common cases that were. For starters, one example that I'm gonna make represents many, many cases. One case in point: the wife was all along unemployed. The husband was only one waiting, right? And at the later stage, the wife got employment, and she worked with the husband. The husband got a job at his workplace. Ironically, they both worked for the bank. The husband has been working for a bank for a long time. So eventually, obviously, he spoke to management to say, my wife is looking for a job, can you please take my wife? And then they ended up hiring the wife. So now the wife, after she has been hired, no longer talks about money with her husband, because he was expecting her to come home and then do the budget together. She said, nope, you used to do everything on your own. Why should we discuss my money now? You are the man, you are the provider, you should continue providing. You shouldn't be part of my money, because all these years we've been living on your money only. And that caused the fight. That's why the fight ensued. And we have seen that in many couples whereby if the partner gets a job after a long time of being unemployed and does not want to share her salary with her partner, whether the living partner or the husband, or vice versa.
Going back to the story, that I want to get it clear here. So the husband did not, you know, was not open with the wife before the wife was employed. Now the wife, okay. Now that the wife is employed, the wife is saying, "But hey, you used to do that yourself. So why now? Because now gradual attack. So that's my money because you used to spend your money without me involved in all that.
No, no.
Is it what is happening here?
No, no. She thinks we used to live on your salary only.
Oh, okay.
So why do you want to know about my money now? We must continue living on your salary. Don't be bothered about mine. So she's not sharing hers. She's not bringing her money to the table to become the household income. No.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So now, then the fight ensued, and then eventually it came physical. She moved out of the house. So as we speak, she's sleeping at her parents' house. So they're heading for a divorce now.
Because what was said the Aloha?
Yeah, so the whole disharmony was caused by her finding a job and earning her own income, and then that's when the problem started. But obviously, I will not know about what transpired before. Maybe how her husband treated her while she was unemployed. Maybe it could happen because that didn't come out. It could happen that maybe when he was earning a salary, that is my money and my decisions. Because I know the couples, I mean, the people who do that in their relationships, whereby when they earn the money and the spouse is not working, it's my money, my decisions. You don't have a say.
Yeah, who done that?
So that's one part. The other part is the couples that are working, both of them are working, and they've got separate portfolios, financial portfolios. Like, you've got your overdraft, I've got mine, and you've got a credit card, I've got mine, and so forth. And then we find that we can bring home, jointly, we can bring home 50,000 rand a month or 30,000 rand, but we won't know what we are doing with the money because we don't talk about money. I know my responsibilities is that I pay the bond, I pay for the car or the cars, I pay the insurances, I pay the school fees, that's it. When I will buy the groceries and pay the municipality, raise the taxes or the levies and stuff like that, that's it. What happens to the rest depends on us, what I do with my money and what you do with your money. And before I know it, or before you know it, you're over indebted and I'm also over indebted because I've engaged into extra mutual activities or I've overspent and we end up being under the credit unnecessarily or we end up losing the house or the assets unnecessarily because you thought or hoped or believed that I'm paying the bond because that was an agreement in the beginning that I will service the bond and other stuff. Only to find that I'm not paying anymore. So the house was going on auction. Actually, today, I was in court, High Court Pretoria. Right?
Okay, yes.
We had, there were 23 cases on the roll. Ours was number 23 because it was a postponement from Tuesday, in court on Tuesday, so the judgment was reserved for today. So other cases before us were divorces. In one day, it was divorce cases.
Yes.
So, because in our case, the client was about to lose her car and whatever, and then she came to us after she received the summons, and then we requested the court to declare her over indebted and refer the matter to us, to Marefi, for that review. Of which the court postponed the matter on Tuesday to say we must file the documents for that review and then hear the verdict today. So we filed the documents to the judge yesterday, late, because he said, please send the documents to me so that tomorrow morning I can be able to pass the judgment. So we are there. And then before that, we had to listen to all these cases of the divorces that might be, and it's all about money. So now that, remember, the issue of money, excessive money or lack of money can bring a third party into the house. Because the other one who thinks that the other party is not providing for her can go out and look for money elsewhere. for someone. The one who has got excessive money thinks he has got too much money, and then he's going to spend on somebody else outside. So then it comes miss.
So what do you think must happen between couples? Should they be open with their earnings, even though each and every one of them has his or her own responsibility with regard to, you know, whether where they are paying their bonds and cars like that? So is it important for them to make sure, Hore, they need to be open? Hore, okay, fine. You don't have to tell her, Hore, how much is left in your account. But at least Iska and Hore, they keep all these things a secret.
Okay, this is how the problem starts. If you start sponsoring your family, or she's sponsoring her family, we start talking to you first. Or you sponsor your family without talking to her first. That is going to cause it's going to cause unhappiness. So you are assisting Batuhalo with this household money. And then come month end, you will say there's no... when she demands certain things, you say there's no money, yet you have sponsored the people outside this household without her consent or without discussing it first. Then it creates a problem. So when she's got her own money, she's going to spend it on whatever she spends on, because she believes that in this house, we don't discuss money. Then that can lead to fights, and then it can lead to split bill, because you end up splitting, divorcing. So it's very important to discuss money, everything. Like, for example, if you need money for a haircut, for car wash, and whatever, you can give yourself an allowance to say 520 is my allowance a month, whatever the case may be. You will also have a 520 for your hair and whatever. But take into consideration they let you take more allowance because they do facials, they do the nails, they do hair, they do other stuff. Whenever you only shave, you only shave the head, we don't do the nails and stuff. So, yeah, if you agree that this is what we're gonna spend on ourselves, okay, some lunch here now, all I got is chocolate. If you are craving for chocolate, you can buy chocolate. So you have got your own monthly allowance that you don't really have to account on as to what you have done with it. You know, but the chunk of the money, the bulk of the money, then it must be agreed upon that, okay, this is what we are going to do with this money. If there's a... Because sometimes your spouse could not be working, but she could be good with money, very good with money. When are you asking? You are a big spender, for example, and Yana, she's a big saver. So she can be, or she or he can be handy and say, you know what, you don't have to do 1, 2, 3, or you don't have to buy me this and that every month, trying to impress me or satisfy me. I'm okay with what we have. Let's say 20 a month. You know, in December, we don't have to struggle as to what we cook because it's a nice time, everybody, you know, is in a good mood. So let's say X amount of 500 a month, and then we know that in December, January, we are covered. So if you start having conversations about money, then you can go far. But if you say, it's my money, my rules, my decisions, the other party is going to be unhappy. Whichever way you'll get it, she's going to be unhappy. You will also be unhappy if she does that with her money without involving you. When you look at a bank statement, you see that she has transferred 2,000 rand to somebody else and then transferred 600 rand to somebody else. You're going to have a heart attack. Because the minute you ask her, what are these transactions for? Then the fight starts. Because she's going to say, do I ever ask you about your money? You know, it's the same as it's the same as a cell phone. When you say a cell phone is like a toothbrush, we don't share.
Yeah, I did hear some people about their other husbands, their wives don't know how much they are earning. They don't know. They have never seen their pay slips before. And that's how things are.
Yeah, I mean, we come across that because we work with the pay slips and the incomes. And I'll say a very good size number of people do not know how much their spouses earn. I know one particular medical doctor didn't know how much his wife earns.
he had three surgeries, three practices. So things are tough now. The factories that, or the industry that he had the surgeries at, like for example, he had three surgeries at three different places. He was targeting the industrial areas. And during lockdown, obviously people were not going to work. He didn't have patients. And now most people are working from home, so he doesn't have enough patients on the other side. So the money is limited. He can't afford to pay what he used to pay, and he's not earning what he used to earn. So he realizes that his money is no longer sufficient to take care of the household expenses. Then he had to go back to the wife and say, "My wife, how much do we earn per month?" So the wife says, "After 21 years, you're asking me how much I earn." He says, "Yes, because now I've got a financial problem. Before I didn't mind how much you earn because your money was your money. Because I was taking care of everything. I was taking care of household expenses, including yourself. And your salary was for your nails and hair. So I wasn't bothered. But now things are bad. I think we have to assist each other here. If you can just pay the municipality and pay maybe one child at crèche, we'll be sorted, and then I'll do the rest." The wife said, "No, you must be kidding. You can't ask me after 21 years how much I'm earning, and I'm not going to tell you."
Yeah, come on, up.
So the husband decided to close all the salaries and look for a job in UK.
Leave the family behind.
Leave the family behind. Said, okay.
Obviously, he's angry, eh?
Yeah, so he said, "Okay, it seems that you are not interested in me and my well-being. You are all interested in my money. So if that is the case, let me satisfy you. I'm going to look for a job in UK, and after I've got a job in UK, I'm going to give you money that you want." Indeed, he went to UK, he got a job in UK, and then every month you are sending the money to pay the bills. So when he comes on holiday, or when he comes for holidays in South Africa, he lands at the airport, OR Tambo International Airport, and goes to his family, to his home in another province. His house, his home, his family, his wife and kids are in Gauteng. He doesn't even pop in at his own house. He just goes to his parents' house, and then when he goes back, The wife will hear from people to say, "Hey, we are with your husband at a funeral somewhere or at a wedding somewhere here in South Africa." And she never knew about it. So that's the kind of life that they're living. He said, "No, I'm transferring money to you every month to pay the bills. So what else do you want? Because that's what you want from me. You want money, nothing else. You don't want me." And this was once a happy couple.
Yeah. Yo, it was really deep, eh? It was really deep, and they are very painful, Baba. These experiences can just imagine the pain that gentlemen and other spouses go through simply because now the other party is working, so they feel for which is not supposed to be like that. Then I'd be very disappointed if the people that are doing that tend to be believers.
Of course, yes. I was coming to that. They always quote a scripture that says a man is a provider.
Yeah.
So now the poor man who has lost his job, he didn't fire himself. Mm-hmm. He didn't resign. He has been retrenched. Now he's told that you are a provider. Do something. Yes, you can do something. You can start a small business or try to look for jobs. Jobs are very scarce now, but you are under pressure at home to be told that you must provide. Come rain or sunshine.
Wilewa Utwa, it's from your unemployed wife. You have just lost your job and have been doing all these things for her. And the next thing, when you're expecting her to encourage you and say, "But you have been a very good father to our children. You have been a very good husband to me." The next thing she's saying, "No, go and find a job somewhere." But
it's very common. And there's some instances that are very, very painful because some men actually go and find the jobs. And the minute they find the jobs, they go and look for new mistresses outside.
The working ones, for that matter.
Yes. Because what happens is that they say, okay, now I can hear, I can see that this is not a union for life. Mm. We are not in this thing for life.
I'm not safe here.
It's going to end somewhere. Let me prepare myself.
Mm.
You know, yeah. Let me start accepting that I'm going to lose this person at some point.
Mm. I guess you feel more. I guess you feel secure. Yeah.
So now, nowadays, they quote the evergreen coach, Mr. Pitso Mosima.
Arinyan.
So when they do things, they say, I'm doing it with a free and sober mind, and I've got no shame.
Okay.
Remember Pitso Mosima when Chiefs won with penalties and stuff like that?
Mm.
And then it was his turn whereby the referee made a mistake and Sundowns won. He said, I'm going to take those 3 points and I've got no shame.
Mm. It's time for me to benefit.
That, yeah. So now some people say, you know what, I don't even feedback about what I'm doing to the other partner.
Yeah.
I've got no shame.
Things that people are going through and things that other people, you know, are putting them through, they are very shocking. They are very shocking. I'm catching some feelings here. I'm taking them personal, honestly speaking, because I think people basanza ba hobi wale ba na guys, stop being selfish and stop being evil. Nahanelang banababang.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing that I don't understand. The medical doctors, women medical doctors, seem to suffer most.
Why?
They're not very good in choosing the husbands or partners.
I missed that one. They're not good in doing what? In supporting?
In choosing the partners.
Oh, okay.
They are more than often in the civil side.
Oh, of abuse. Okay.
They get abused the very best.
Mm.
The women medical doctors.
So are they, in most cases, married to medical doctors?
Yes, or sometimes the people of lesser careers.
Oh, okay.
But I've seen whereby the two doctors are married to each other and they've got a serious problem.
Okay.
And then you have got many situations whereby the women medical doctors are married to people like, for example, sometimes not even any post-matric. You know, to say this is a true love, you know, it's not about what you have. Mm. But you find this person not taking care of the good doctor.
Mm.
Yes.
Dade, I don't know how you have opened our eyes, but I think this one, Inida, we'll continue with it next week. But I'm still shocked. I'm honestly shocked by the testimonies that you've shared with us. Yes.
You hear from the horse's mouth what happened to this lady that you, because we assisted him, the one that is going to talk next week.
All right.
Yeah, it's a very, very painful story.
Okay. So in closing, what you are saying is it's important that couples become open with their finances, because at the end of the day, most of them are married in community of property. This can come back to bite them in the future if they are not careful.
Yes, because sometimes you could be earning well and be fine and everything, and you despise your partner.
Mm.
And then before you know it, sometimes you are sitting on the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And you expect your partner to assist, and then he or she says, do you still remember how you treated me all these years?
Hmm.
And then they remind you about the previous past experiences, yes.
Tit for tat, revenge.
Those painful experiences, and then it's not nice anymore.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yes.
But
we're also going to talk about positives, what can be done to save the situation.
Yeah.
And for those couples that are not talking to each other now or who are in a very sour relationships, how they can come out.
Mozima Abatuse. That's a matter of contact details on that.
Okay, key 067-226-5934. That is the WhatsApp line. Please go straight to inquiry and state your name and where you come from. And then the landline is 010-109-4982. And then they can contact us by email as well, even Facebook.
Right. Elias Samata on Facebook.
Samata, yes.
All right. Ndate Samata, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, that is an honor to be here.
Yeah, okay. Ndate Elias Samata, kwa namo Radio Puppet, your daily companion.
657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.